This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Flames steal 2 points in Philly. Not pretty, but we'll take it. Good evening. This is Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, from Inside Edge Hockey News. It is time for episode number 17, recorded on November 24th, 2019. And I am home, finally, from a long WHL hockey road trip this weekend. I went up and watched some Western Hockey League hockey. I like doing that once a year. I like to get to the heart of junior hockey, and I go to a lot of junior games in my hometown, but I like to get up north and check out some Western Hockey League games, and saw some real good ones this weekend. Had a weekend-long trip to Brandon, Manitoba, where I saw the Calgary Hitmen play on Friday night and beat Brandon in overtime. And last night, I saw Brandon lose to their rival Regina Pats in a also very close game. But two good games this weekend, some good hockey, saw some real good prospects. Calgary has a couple of them that I really liked. Igor Zamula, a defenseman, looked really, really good. Carson Folkt, center for the Calgary Hitmen, had a game winner on Friday night. I thought he looked pretty decent during the first three periods, but really stood out to me in the overtime, hit a crossbar, and then minutes later scored the overtime game winner. Calgary wins in Brandon. And he's a Vancouver prospect, so we don't want him to do too good, though, do we, guys? But it's good to see the Hitmen doing well. And also, I had a fun time. I'm wore out, though, now. I'm tired. It was a busy weekend. Watch the Flames-Flyers game Saturday morning/afternoon in a bar in Brandon. A good hockey bar, actually. Had a few Molsons, enjoyed the game. Don't know what I think of it quite yet. Haven't completely processed it. But I'm glad we got 2 points. Home for the long holiday weekend. We got Thanksgiving in America this weekend on Thursday. We'll have a show recorded Sunday night, released Monday. We'll record another one on Wednesday night. Release that Thanksgiving morning for all you Flames fans. The road trip continues Monday night in Pittsburgh, Wednesday night in Buffalo, and then the Flames get to go home. Finally get to go home. It seems like it's been forever. It's going to be good to get back home.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, our friends of the Hockey Podcast Network, which we are proud, proud to be part of, have released a new podcast, and I think you'll like it. It's called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. It'll be coming out bi-weekly, and it features former NHLer Terry Ryan. He is entertaining as can be. Episode 1 is out now. Check that out on the Hockey Podcast Network. Download that. Listen to it. It is entertaining. It is fun. Ken Reed is his guest on the first one. Terry Ryan, always entertaining. So check that out. Two games to recap this week on Flames Unfiltered. The first one, I don't want to talk about this one too long, to be honest with you guys. This one's killing me. Thursday night, Calgary goes into Stanley Cup champion St. Louis, and it was ugly. Calgary did outshoot St. Louis 40-31, but giveaways, giveaways, giveaways. And the final score, 5-0. Not good, not good. And extends that winless streak to 6 games. Way longer than any of us wanted to see. Couple things to highlight from that game, and I'm not talking long about it, because quite honestly, you know how when they say coaches want to just take a game, crumple it up, and throw it in the dumpster? That's what I think we should do with this one. It was not good. Giveaways after giveaways. Calgary had 9 of them in the game. Riddick looked frustrated. Very, very frustrated. He kind of jumped at Michael Stone, I noticed, one time after what was the fourth goal. And looked to be giving him the business for his defensive play in front of him, which is never really a good sign. I want my goaltender to be fired, but I don't want him ripping my defense. When the game got over, Riddick left the ice very quickly, looked very upset. And I like that because we need to start being pissed off about wins. But I don't want him to take that anger out on each other. I don't think that's going to be healthy to getting off this schneid that the Flames are on. Then Calgary in Philadelphia on Saturday afternoon / morning, which I don't know how you guys feel, but I hate day games. Just, I hate it. I hate it. Saturday nights are made for hockey. Let's watch them on Saturday night. I don't want to have to sit down at noon on a Saturday and spend 2.5 hours watching a hockey game. It just sucks. I just hate it. This game, I don't know. How do you sum it up? Very frustrating for two periods. Calgary looked extremely sloppy. Outshot handily 38-17 by a Flyers team that, quite honestly, I don't think is that good. I hated seeing the first two periods. I felt like the whole first two periods was watching Zach Rinaldo chirp his old teammates and try to start something instead of being effective. Now, yes, I know he had a good play in the third period that created a grade A scoring chance, but I don't know. I'm a little frustrated. I don't understand what he brings to the table. I don't know why he's up. We talked on the last episode about infusing youth. Youth works hard because they're trying to earn a spot. Remember Johnny Gaudreau when he was trying to earn a spot on this team? How damn hard he worked? How good he was that first year in the playoffs? Why? Because he was trying to earn a contract and a spot on the team. Didn't want to get sent down. We don't see that anymore from him. We need to have some youth up on this team, especially right now when we're stinking it up. And our work ethic's a little bit, yeah, I don't know. But I'm not real happy with having Rinaldo in the lineup. Mangiapane was by far the best player. Multiple scoring chances. Playing with a full face mask as he broke his nose in St. Louis. I thought Calgary looked pretty decent in the third, I have to admit that. Riddick, another huge mistake. Playing the puck behind the net directly results in another goal. This pisses me off. This is a product of the garbage of Mike Smith still haunting us. We still think the Dennis Weidman effect haunts us. We got the Mike Smith playing the puck that haunts us. I know everybody says how great Mike Smith is at playing the puck, but count him last year. How many times him playing the puck caused goals right away? It's not good. Well, Riddick learned from him. And Riddick has improved. He's gotten a lot better playing the puck. I'll give you that. But this year, I believe it's 3 or 4 already that have went in the back of our net in this early part of the season because of Riddick making a mistake. Stay in the damn net. Stop the puck. You've been one of our best players all year long. Stop the puck. Good news. Lindholm ties the game with just over 1.5 minutes to go on a shot that Anderson took, which is a beauty. He purposely shot it wide, gets the ricochet bounce. Lindholm buries it. We're tied. On to overtime. Nothing too drastic happens in overtime. We go to a shootout. Monahan shoots first for the Flames. Doesn't score. Tkachuk comes down and scores a beauty backhander, slides it in. Flames win. Riddick perfect in the shootout. 2 important points. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, did the Flames need those 2 points.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
This week was a rough one for Flames fans, players, coaches, and the general manager. Brad Treliving dies on the sword for this team. And I like it, but I don't like it. 6 games in a row finally snapped in Philadelphia, but Friday, prior to this Saturday game that we just recapped, Brad Treliving talked to the media. And his quote, his first quote was, "It starts with the manager. The manager has been hoarse. You know what? This is the first time he spoke publicly about the losing streak." And he goes on to say that he is responsible and there's no more finger pointing right now. Let's point them in my direction. I'm the person in charge. That's on me. The manager has underperformed and I take responsibility for the performance of the team. He also went on to say that he's been asked about changes. The team has been outscored 23-5. And he summed that up by saying the coaches are not going anywhere. Our top players are not going anywhere. He further went on to say that it's not going to do any good to be hastily and take care of this by making a trade that doesn't benefit the team. He wants his team to face these difficult times together as a group. And he met with the group after the loss in St. Louis. He wants the team to deal with it, to be honest, and hold ourselves accountable for our actions. "There's no saviors coming," was his final words. How do you feel about this, Flames fans? Now, I think it's okay that he takes accountability. I do. He hasn't been perfect. The Neal signing and then having to trade him off and get Lucic was not a good general manager move. But don't forget about the good moves he has had. Lindholm, Hanifin, they're out there. There's lots of them. Some of the contracts we have signed have been very, very, very team friendly. The handling of the Matthew Tkachuk signing. Brad Treliving has done a great job with his team. He's on his third coach with this group. And he's not firing Bill Peters according to what he's reporting. And he shouldn't. And Brad Treliving, who just signed an extension, should not be going anywhere. If this core group can't win, we need a new core group in Calgary. It's just the cold hard facts. Do I think this core group can get over the hump? I think so. I don't think all of the players can. I question Johnny Gaudreau the most. I question Sean Monahan the second. I think Riddick's ready. I think Gio can turn his season around. I think Lindholm is poised to do big things in this league. I think Anderson's probably one of the premier young defensemen in the league. This team's got a lot of things going for it. It really does. And I think this team's going to start winning. I think they're going to start winning very soon. But Gaudreau and Monahan, and I hate to point fingers at two of them, but Brad Treliving died on the sword. Maybe these two need to start dying on the sword. Maybe they need to look in the mirror. Maybe they need to be honest. They have to produce. If your star players don't produce, you will not win in this league. It's that simple. Now, some of the stats on this team, they don't lie. I read a wonderful article in the Calgary Herald this week. And Darren Franchi of Post Media put together some unbelievable stats. And when I read it, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to talk about this on the show. It's that good. So thank you for doing the legwork on this one, Darren. The Flames, they just can't score. They cannot score. And they're letting in too many. Calgary is 60 goals for. That's 27th worst in the National Hockey League. These are all stats gathered after the St. Louis Blues game, by the way. Believe me, the Philadelphia game didn't help it either. That is 27th worst, 60 goals for. Last season was unbelievable. They had 84 goals last year at this time. 84. 24 more goals. Just think how many more games we would win this year. Hell, we'd have a better record this year than we did last year at this time if we had 84 goals. It's 24. That's a big difference. Now, this team has allowed 78 goals against. That's 28th worst in the league. That's worse than our goal scoring. Last year at this time, we'd allow 73. We struggled. Mike Smith struggled early in the season. We let in a lot of goals last year, early in the season. We're five worse, and we have a goaltender that's playing a hell of a lot better. Think about that. This team is prone to take penalties. We've taken tons and tons and tons of penalties. Lucic, 34 penalty minutes. Kachuk, 28. Bennett, 20. This is crazy. The Flames sit atop of the league in penalties taken. They have 110 total penalties. 110. Second place is at 102. There's a team at 53. That's what we have, almost double. What is double? That's more than double the amount of the lowest team. Yes, I know most of the averages are about 87. Well, if the average is 87 and we're at 110, that's not good. We talk about playing from behind and playing from behind on the scoreboard and allowing teams to score first, which has haunted this team all year. And again, in Philadelphia, we did it again. But when you're playing shorthanded, you're putting yourself in a position to play from behind. We've heard this word how many times this year? It's not a recipe for success. No kidding. Another really telling stat for the Flames this year is a plus minus. We have some real, real issues on plus minus. Well, you're probably gonna, when you look at the stats that we just got done talking about, for goals against being 18 more than goals scored. We have some issues. We have five players that are even or above in the plus minus. Derek Ryan, Mangiapane lead it at plus four. Bennett, plus three. Zarnik, who hasn't only played eight games because of injuries, a plus one. And Brody's even. Now, things get a little worse. Let's talk about the worst. Frolik, minus 12. Noah Hanifin, this one surprised me a little bit. He's minus 12. Superstar Sean Monahan, 12. Jankowski, minus 11. No shock there. Johnny Gaudreau, superstar, minus 11. Lucic, minus 8. Reeder and Hamonic, minus 7. Three quarters of this roster is a minus player this year. That's something that has to change, or this team will not pull out of this slump like we so desperately need to right now. Some news and notes from Calgary land. TJ Brody is with the team in Pittsburgh. He practiced with the team and is likely to play Monday night in Pittsburgh. Undetermined yet, but it looks like he'll be in the lineup Monday night, and it's great to have him back. That'll be an emotional lift for the team. Let's pray it equals a goal to start the game. We can play ahead for once, huh? Mangiapane did break his nose in St. Louis. We talked a little bit about it earlier in the show. Played with a bubble on Saturday afternoon. Was probably the Flames' best player Saturday afternoon. After breaking his nose in that St. Louis game, he should be good to go for Monday night also.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered are very excited to announce a partnership with Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Check out contests on Twitter at the Hockey Podcast Network. Win yourself some great Gong Show apparel. Harvey's Doghouse. This is something we talk about every Sunday night. We pick a player or something. Someone in the organization, I have to say now, because we've picked the coach one time, who's in Harvey's Doghouse. And now this one, this week, I'm probably going to get some texts on this one. Some of you probably won't like this one. But it is what it is. Matthew Tkachuk. Everybody's like, whoa, wait, what? He scored the shootout winner in Philly. What are you doing? Why would you have him as the doghouse? I think he should be in the doghouse. In the last five games, he's got 0 points. He's only got 9 shots in those five games. He's -2 in those five games with 8 penalty minutes. He's been extremely ineffective. He has not helped this team. We all say he's probably our future captain, and I probably would agree. Shouldn't now be the time he takes the bull by the horns and plays the best hockey of his career and help lead this team out of this slump? I've seen some lazy plays from him lately, and I really haven't liked it. So I think Matthew Tkachuk is got to pick up his game, and he's in Harvey's doghouse this week. Fan question on the show. Got a good one this week. What Flames players can look in... Let me start over. Come on, what is... I obviously spent too much time in the bar this weekend, and I can't even hardly get through this show talking. I'm so stuttery. What Flames players can look in the mirror and feel good about how they are playing? Thank you, Tracy Lindquist, for the question. I appreciate all the questions from the listeners. And I like this one because I've thought a lot about this. And the list is short, and that sucks. I wish it was long, but it's short. The number one guy that I think can look in the mirror this year and feel pretty good about the way he's played is Rasmus Anderson. I also have David Riddick on the list. I've been a little upset about, and I talked about it earlier in the show, about his playing the puck. But as a whole, he has kept his team in most games and given them a chance to win. Unfortunately, this team can't score and hasn't helped him out at all. So he can look in the mirror and feel good. I think Cam Talbot can look in the mirror. I know some of you may disagree on this one, but Cam Talbot's given us a chance to win games he's in. We just haven't scored. He's doing what the backup goalie should do. Elias Lindholm I have on the list also, even though lately he's sputtered and stuttered and had a little bit of a struggle. Maybe the goal in Philly will pull him out of it. I do as a whole, though, think he's been one of the better players for the Flames and by far the best offensive player for the Flames. We are halfway through a 4-game road trip on the East Coast and a very important one, and one that the Flames need to get points on. They've gotten 2 of 4 so far, 4 more points to be had. It starts Monday night in Pittsburgh. We talked about TJ Brody maybe coming back. That'll help solidify that defense a little bit. I'd sure like to see Hamonic get back soon. He is still out with an injury, and we will see him soon, according to reports out of Calgary. Monday night in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh sits 12-7-4, 28 points, fourth in that Metro. They are 4-2-4 in their last 10 games. Calgary sits one below the 500 mark, and they are sit at 11-12-3. 25 points, 6th place in the Pacific, definitely not where Calgary wants to be right now. They are 3-6-1 in their last 10. Big win in Philly, snapped that 6-game losing streak. Hopefully Monday night will bring 2 more points for the Calgary Flames. And then Wednesday night, the day before American Thanksgiving, Calgary visits Buffalo. This is the final game of this important road trip. And this is one game that the Flames definitely need a complete effort. Thank you, Flames fans, for listening to Flames Unfiltered. Make sure you check out flamesunfiltered.com. Make sure you check out InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com, another website that I operate that has some other great podcasts that I think hockey fans would really, really like to listen to. Sorry for the crazy show today. I am flat out beat after a long WHL weekend, but I loved it.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey.
Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.